As a two-time Packer adversary last season, you're probably familiar with the key pieces in the Seattle puzzle. The arm and legs of Russell Wilson. Marshawn Lynch, who turns into Mr. Angry with the ball in his hands. And Richard Sherman, who can walk his talk at corner. They've added tight end Jimmy Graham, who, as a Saint, averaged 89 catches for almost 1,100 yards over the last four seasons.
Russell steps up in the pocket, look out, now he's going to go down.
That time there was just a breakdown up front.
The Seahawk offensive line, however, in a state of flux. And at times, it shows, like in St. Louis, when it allowed six sacks.
These guys are NFL players. They're starting, so that's how you got to go into the game with that mindset. If they weren't good enough to be starters in the NFL, they wouldn't be there. So you can't underestimate anybody, especially not an opponent like this.
Nobody would underestimate Seattle's defensive front, which collectively is about as salty as they come. Leading that charge...
He gets it coming left. He's hit in the backfield by Bennett.
Michael Bennett is one of the best in the business. I think he's extremely underpaid. If you would like to hold out, you should do it now. But he really is a hell of a player. I mean, he's one of the top three or four defensive linemen in the game.
The Seattle secondary still has Sherman and Earl Thomas, but Cam Chancellor has been holding out. He's known for the big hits, but underappreciated is his role of getting everybody lined up on the same page, so to speak.
That's a big presence that they're going to be missing, but I'm sure they're going to figure it out. And, you know, they still got to keep playing, just like we got to keep playing if we don't have somebody out there. It's part of the game.